Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Say, Cliff! It's a fucking magazine! Your genius comes from knowing everything. If somebody walks in your shop like, oh, watch out for that cord on that orbital center, it's a cordless! You would correct them, you would fucking straighten their spine and everything, you would correct them. Just as you do when fucking Megan Fox takes a look under Bumblebee's hood. You would fucking cry! It's a goddamn magazine! Stop saying Cliff!
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
I shouldn't say Clip.
I mean, that's a colloquial term. It's acceptable.
Well, look up Clip in magazine. I'm curious. I'm not a gun guy. Jay Chandrasekhar is here. Eric Stalansky is here as well. Super Troopers 2, everybody.
From their expert training as sheriffs, they probably know the colloquial, sure, the proper nomenclature.
Yeah. Magazine.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that angry one. Dude. The angry guy with the gun, I'm like, yeah, sure, magazine.
What do you say?
Magazine.
You magazine?
Magazine's cool. Whatever you want.
How much, let's try to figure this out. I have certain thoughts about like certain endeavors, like beating off is a very pure sport.
Love it.
You do it just for the majesty of beating off. Like, there is no, like, hey, everyone look at me. Like, hey, right, you seen, well, I have a special rack I put on my 4x so you can tell I beat off a lot. Like, you know where I'm at. You see the way I dress. It's sweatpants, super accessible. Like, they're beating off is one end, right? That's just a pure... It's
for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
And solo then, sport.
And then there's the guys that have to kind of let you know what they're into. There's the mountain bikes everywhere and racks everywhere and outfits and stuff. And they walk into the Starbucks and they're wearing like their cleats, you know, that they clip into their, sure, pedals with and stuff. And you think, maybe this guy's just kind of trying to advertise that, hey, look at me. Gun guys, I think they like to lecture people.
They like, do.
I think there's something to that.
And they wear T-shirts with guns on them, and then you're like, I better not really fight with this guy because he's got a gun, right? I mean, it's threatening.
It ends, right, a lot of arguments.
Right. And then they, whatever it is you say about a gun, they will then correct you. You know, AR-15 is not an assault rifle. That's not full automatic. You know, they, right, just, whatever it, right, is, they know. They,
exactly.
It's part of it is just knowing. That, I would say... They kind of remind me of junior high shop teachers. Just everything you say is wrong, and they know everything.
Yeah.
All right, so clips are ammo connected together as a single unit.
That you load into the magazine.
That's correct, yes.
Clips are ammo? Clip.
Mm-hmm. So all the bullets connected together, so you just have to push it all into the gun at once. That's the clip, and then you load it into the magazine, which is the chamber in the gun.
They need to tell every movie ever made that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Still a little confused.
Doesn't sound right, but what do I know?
It sounds weird.
The magazine is the hole. Is that
weird
what you're
saying? To me? Oh,
yeah,
clip.
Yeah. The magazine is the hole. So the clip is all the bullets connected together, and then the magazine is what you put the clip into.
I like the visual.
No, you don't put the clip into the magazine. You could put a clip like in World War II when those guys would fire the. Remember they had those guns that fired like 5 shots, and you hear the ping, and the thing would fall on the ground. The clip is the clip that holds the back of it. A magazine is a suitcase, and a clip.
All the clothing sold, sewn together.
Is a coat hanger, mm-hmm, or something. It's the thing you hang it on. I think, Max Pata, worked that out from the picture, mm-hmm, I just saw. Anyway, thanks for that. Let's talk about Super Troopers. Yeah. So, sorry. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long has it been?
Long time to make it.
It's been a while.
Say a couple
years.
It's
been a while. We're just calling it a while.
Did it have to achieve some kind of... I mean, it has achieved, the original movie, some kind of cult status. Did it have to achieve a certain cult status in order to get this, make this easier to make, or is it just felt like the right time?
Well, it felt like the right time. We didn't want to make only Super Troopers movies because then we'd be the Police Academy guys. Mm. So we made some movies in between.
Which is nothing wrong with
Beer
that.
Beer Fest, Club Dread... all those other ones. Right. And now we said, okay, let's do this one. And so we went to the studio. We said, hey, we want to make a sequel. And they said, great, why don't you guys raise the money? And we're like, okay.
Capital
okay.
idea.
Okay.
So we did a crowdfunding campaign, and amazingly, we raised 4.7. That was amazing.
Unbelievable.
And it was unbelievable. And then we raised the rest from like private financers, and you know, wow. took a while, but we got it done, and it turned out well. I promise it turned awesome. Out well.
Yeah. We're getting some clarity on the clip.
Still coming in, huh?
I'm more confused than I was when I watched
it. You didn't hear what you said sounded wrong. They put the bullets, they feed one at a time into the...
Right.
Right. The clip's the thing on the back.
So the hole is an internal magazine, and then you also have one that, like, you see in, like, pistols that pop out. That's a magazine, but the clip is what connects all the bullets together.
I think we're making the...
Yeah,
the
but you don't put them in the clip and then put them into the magazine. The magazine, you just feed in one at a time, right?
It depends what kind of gun you're
using. Right.
Yeah.
Watch those World War II ones.
That's where you get the phrase, going the full 9 yards. When they used to feed the thing in, he went the full 9 yards. He shot all 9 yards of bullets.
Wow.
No, really?
Yeah. You.
No.
I heard no. It's an old sailing term. Old sailboats used to have three masts.
No, it's because concrete and when they... trucks hold 9 yards of concrete. That's the way I heard it.
It's a sailing term.
Look up 9 yards.
I thought it was ironic that you need 10 yards for a first down and you only got 9. You know, you went the whole 9 yards.
Oh, wow.
But you didn't get
that. For sure is the worst explanation.
Yeah, you think so? That's the one I've been living with for a long time.
So, it is, it's kind of interesting with the studios now, which is, you know, they do a, you go raise the money, which is great, but at a certain point, you have to go, what do we need you for if we're raising the money?
But just to be clear, they're putting up all the advertising money, which is even more than we made the movie for. And there's, you know, as much as the studios are like, you can get on them for their development and their ability to, you know, create movies, what they're really good at is releasing movies. It's like, you know, booking it in theaters and, you know, and publicity. There's all that stuff we can never do. And they're good at it.
The Super Troopers, such a... I try to figure out, like, how people are... How some things capture the imagination, become this and become that. And then some things fall flat and just never see the light of day. And I always thought Super Troopers is such... it's like you almost want to say it. Like, if you come up with a title that's title that you just want, like, there are movies where you just see the title of the movie and you're like, how's that ever, who's ever going to remember that and repeat it to anybody?
Right.
And, like, Super Troopers, I want to just say, people say to me, like, how you doing? I go, Super Troopers.
What's your favorite ABBA song?
Super Troopers. Yeah, that's right. ABBA. Do you like that song? Was there any ABBA thoughts?
Thought about it, but I mean, we made the movie for $1.2 million, and ABBA would have charged us $1.2 million for that song, too.
It would have just been the song.
We're trying to make like a macho Burt Reynolds style movie, and these Swedish women didn't quite fit into the...
Benny and Bjorn didn't do it for you with the ladies?
It's a real soft 70s song. I mean, it's good, but come on.
Yeah, that band, if you look at them, it was not quite... four chicks, but it was sort of 3.5 when you take a look at Benny and Bjorn. So it's coming out April 20th nationwide. So as we learn from Dennis Miller, that's Friday or Sunday or something.
Of course it's 420.
420. Of course it's 420. And you can get tickets at, you go to tickets.st2movie.com. I think I got that right. We'll give you more about that as well. God, that must have been great to have. I obviously meant there was an appetite for Super Troopers too. The fact that you did 4.6, 4.7 million in like 30 days in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, in 20 hours. Well, our original goal was 2 million, and we reached that in 20 hours, I think. We had reached that. And we were like, trying to figure out what we should set the goal at. And we thought 2 million was going to be really high, that we might take 30 days to get to that. And we were blown out of the water when it reached it in 20 hours.
30 hours.
The thing about the crowdfunding, it is sort of the ultimate, I don't know, it's a wet t-shirt contest for older dudes, which is like...
Go on.
Keep talking.
It could be awesome for you, or you could hear booze and have like beer cans thrown at you.
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure.
There's a side that can be very sad,
the public
pathetic,
very clearly and very fast.
And you understand, or it can be the most
it's so
greatest roller coaster ride ever, or it can be the most depressing thing ever.
We were well aware, and we were really worried. We were for the first time really going to get like deeply insulted by people, you know. Screw you, you know, what do you need this for? And we don't want to see your movie anyway. I mean, that's the danger.
The crazy thing, you know, I did it with a movie, and it's like you check in at 10 a.m. and, you know, you're $241,000, and then you go out for the day and you do your business or whatever, and you come home at 5:30 and you look at it and you're at $692,000. Yeah. Like, it's the greatest. And then you go to bed and you get up and like run to the computer. Yeah. And it's a crazy. You've never felt like a more ugly American, that you just keep running back and forth to the computer and going, oh my God. And then you go, let's see if we can make $10,000 in the time it takes me to take a dump. I'm going to go take a dump. I'm going to come back. I'm going to see if I made $10,000. And then it's like, I got to pay $10,000 to take a dump. It's the greatest, right?
We know exactly what
you're talking exactly
about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
We took some $10,000 dumps.
Yeah. So. I'm not sure that Chris Titus knows exactly what we're talking about, but I think we know.
Did he try that?
Yeah, he did. And I don't think it worked. And I love Titus, but I don't think it worked very well for him. And when it, I don't think he talked to anyone about crowdfunding, and they go, how'd it go? And they go, eh. It's like either it just doesn't work or it just crazy, crazy works. I haven't heard a lot of fair to Midlands in the, maybe it's not set up to be a sixes and sevens. It's like it either captures and goes nuts or it's like no one hears about it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be really sad, wouldn't it, to be sitting there and take like a, you know, an $800 dump. Like that's the oh my God,
it's horrible. You go take a dump, maybe even read a little, and you come back and you've made $675. What the hell?
It wasn't even worth
it. That's brutal. Yeah, that's why you have to travel and talk to other people and explain to them that you know pain as well. All right, we have a. Let's see. Oh, we have the origin of the whole nine yards in a second. We'll figure that out with the clip. Super Troopers 2. Oh, by the way, in theaters everywhere this Friday. This is, they bought a spot on our show. So thank you. And Marcia Clark investigates the first 48 as well. That is Thursdays, 9 o'clock on A&E. All right. The whole nine yards. It's a belt driven. 50 caliber machine gun in World War II.
Yes, it was ammunition.
At like 9 yards of. Okay.
That
is. Now that's 27 feet of belt.
Well, yes. I did some research while you were talking, and I'm interested to see what they found.
Dawson says it's a nautical thing.
Yeah, I always heard that it came from three masted sailboats. Each one holds three sails, and they're called yard arms. When they're going full speed, it's the whole nine yards.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm, so says romantic. Mark the Bong over there. And I always heard it was a Bruce Willis movie. I always heard that it was the concrete trucks hold 9 yards. Wow. Oh, actually, I think they hold like 10 yards. But I think the whole 9 yards, and that's the whole load of there. So, Max Pata?
All of you are kind of right. Well, Brian had the most popular theory.
But ultimately wrong.
Ultimately wrong because the phrase has been older than World War II, and that's the machine gun belt from World War II.
World War I, but okay.
No. Older.
It's older, yeah. It's way older than
the Romans invented concrete.
Yeah, so that dismisses
Hold on.
Your theory.
No, this predates. I like the idea
mixer.
That somebody had the recipe for liquid rock, and then they lost it for 2,000 years. Like, so for years, people are just dying at quarries, like dragging stones and like having horrible roads and all this stuff because they had the concrete. They had the recipe for it, and then they lost it.
Oh, that's what we should have done. Is what they said when they finally found it.
Is that true?
Yeah, you got to look. Maybe it's another one I'm making up. I had heard that probably the Romans, that they had invented concrete or form of it. And if you really think about like back then being able to like have liquid rock,
that would have been helpful.
That's pretty helpful when you're trying to make an aqueduct or something, you know, like anything better than chipping off stones and dragging stuff and hearing the Jews yell feh. or maybe that's old Egypt. That's either way, the point is that's pretty important, and then it just went away.
It's crazy.
For a long period of time, and then it wasn't even around.
Maybe a comeback.
Came. It's not very old.
Yeah, you're totally right. The fall of the Roman Empire, we lost concrete technology, and it had to be redeveloped.
Wow.
Somebody should have written down the recipe, though. Like, right? Like,
seems like a pretty easy recipe.
How many years in between them, concrete, and then concrete now?
Centuries.
Because, I mean, not this afternoon, but
no,
I mean, until we started
redeveloped.
Using it again. All right. Let's see. So you guys want to do a little made-up movie with us?
Yeah, we'd like to.
You like to do that? Yeah. All right, let's do that.
In a world where titles are many and plots are few, one man can take your movie names and make them come to life.
What is going on?
Adam Carolla stars in Made Up Movie.
All right, let's just pop on line one, talk to Dutch.
Dutch.
Love you, man. What's going on, Dutch? 32, Pennsylvania.
Ace Man.
Yeah.
Love you, Ace Man.
Yeah, you know, I'm semi-serious about this. My daughter said to me the other day, like, what name would you give me if I was a boy? And I said, Clutch. And she said, huh? And I said, Clutch Corolla.
Wow.
You can't go wrong with Clutch. No. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, first off, it's a great auto part. Secondly, it means coming through. Like, hey, man, with 5 seconds left on the clock,
came through in the clutch.
You need a three. Who's going to? Everyone's feeding Clutch the ball.
He's a Clutch performer.
Yeah.
Can it be a female?
Yeah. Hey, Dutch. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, tell Jay, I loved you in a Wild Wild Country. That was a great film.
Thank you.
It's funny.
Was I in that film?
All right.
Yeah. New docu-series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Dutch.
All right, so I was thinking Sticky Buns. Dutch Country.
All right, I got it's a little on the nose, but it takes place in an airport.
All right.
And it's a new franchise. Well, it's like Cinnabon. Sure, like everyone knows it's Cinnabon. And maybe we have like Queen Latifah runs it.
Can we open with her giving out samples like sample? And most Russian get their flights like sample?
Right.
Free Sticky Buns?
Right.
Sticky Bun?
Yeah, that's how it starts. That's right. That's how it starts.
And then terrorists try to take over the airport.
Yes, that's
right. But they're
right.
Hungry.
That's right. Terrorists try to take over the airport.
Maybe she throws the buns at the terrorists and they stick to them and then they can't see and then she saves the day, something like that?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, not something like that.
Yeah, short
hands
sweet.
Get sticky.
That's
can't
right.
You can't get the clip in.
Hey, thank you. The magazine gets stuck.
Yeah.
Right. So they come in and there's terrorists. Now, because it's sensitive, should we make the terrorists like, can we go back to South African terrorists? You know what I mean?
We got to
kind of pick a nationality now. We got to be
like
careful.
White women, but also
Russian.
Other just women.
Russian's good.
Yeah,
Russian's good. Yeah, blonde, good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super brutal.
Tall.
Does the move, by the way, like you always know they're stone cold killers when they somewhere in Act One just shoot their own.
Mm. Oh,
like when they hold the gun at you know Queen Latifah and they go, you're in a lot of trouble, and then they just turn to the side and just pow.
One of their henchmen
just go and they go, okay, now we've established they will shoot anybody at any time. That's a cool 80s and 90s movie to shoot your own henchmen.
Well, speaking of cool 90s move, was it Passenger 57 or Air Force One where they had the code word? Remember, it was like, how would you like your steak? And he goes, bloody. And then it was you know, all guns out, blazing.
Sticky.
How would you like your buns, sir?
Sticky.
Guns out. Everyone on the ground.
Now we gotta have a guy in there for like comedic relief.
Oh sure.
You know,
our coworker, right?
Well, when we do like Kenan Thompson or something, like we have the guy's like a total puss, like he's always cowering and stuff, and at some point he gets the gun, you know, and he's shaking. Yeah.
He should be a TSA agent, one that she's constantly flirting with. On his break, he comes over to the Sticky Buns, but it's, you know, it's silly for him. He's essentially an officer, but he's incompetent with a gun. He goes, you're a TSA. I've never held a gun before.
Right, right.
And he'd always eat Sticky Buns, and someone says to him, those buns are going to kill you one of these days, right? Because they're bad
for you. Right.
Yeah. Then they
foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Right. And he's always hanging around eating the free samples, and she's mad that he's doing it.
These are for the customers.
Yeah, these are for the customers. Dutch, how's it feeling so far?
That's not bad, Ace. I was thinking more along the lines of like patty cakes, but with a fat gay dude.
Okay.
That's a good punch.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks,
How
Dutch.
How about you leave the joke into Adam?
Yeah.
We'll leave the joke into Adam. All right.
All right, Dutch.
Thanks, Dutch.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Dutch is clutch.
Am I missing something with Patty? Oh, Patty Cakes.
Brian reviewed that movie.
Oh, Patty Cakes. That's right.
Oh,
that's
the rap or whatever.
That's right. Patty Cakes. Right. It was an old, it's been out for a little while. Yeah. Right. Thanks, Dutch.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see.
Dutch shouldn't be driving.
No, he should not. All right. Line three over here is Jay, 36, Hartford. Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
I got a lot to work up to with Dutch there.
Yeah.
Do your best.
Good luck.
I got executor of the estate.
Ooh.
You guys know what that refers to?
Whoopi Goldberg has a bakery in an airport. Okay. Let me finish. Terrorist. No. Any thoughts, Brian? What do you got?
My mom was an executor of an estate once. Our neighbors passed away, and they had no relatives in the area, and they had some money from back in the day. And so my mom used to take care of them, bring them food once in a while.
So who's going to play Mrs. Bishop?
They made her the executor of their estate. You know, they had to sell the house. They had to sell their belongings, and she was the only two there. Because, Mrs. Bishop, would you mind being the executor? Mm-hmm. And the executor gets paid for this. You know, they get a pretty nice sum. So maybe this is like a John Paul Getty type who passes away, and his ne'er-do-well, like, granddaughter or something.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sort of a slacker.
Yeah, yeah. She does her character where she's, like, super white trashy. She's bumbling. She's running into
She lives in a trailer, but now she lives in the mansion.
Right. It's kind of King Ralph-esque.
Oh, that's good.
Is there a Brewster's Million situation where she has to sell everything in order to get the inheritance? Mm. Like, you got to sell everything for this amount of money. You must make, I don't know.
With a ticking clock.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but in 30 days or whatever it is. Yeah,
and there has to be the precocious 9-year-old girl that goes along with it, who she ignores for the first act one and act two, but then learns responsibility through the 9-year-old.
Get some wisdom from that 9-year-old.
A lot of wisdom from the 9-year-old. Yeah. That's right.
And the angry relative that's always responsible and deserves it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. There's a ex-husband played by Jay Chandrasekhar
who
that's right.
Although I didn't make your list of Hispanic, Asian, or other actors you'd like to be.
It's a short list.
Very short.
That's a comprehensive list right there. Four people.
Oh, speaking of that, Jay, what's the whole Apu controversy? I feel like you're uniquely qualified to speak on that.
You know, first of all, they called me to do that documentary, and I didn't know the guy who made it, Harry. I had heard of him, but I didn't know him. And I'm like, I don't want to do a documentary. You know? And then they called 3 or 4 times, and I just kept saying no, not really knowing what it was about. Mm-hmm. And then I heard what the show is about, and my view is that Indians were not on screen at all when I started. Like, obviously Ben Kingsley, right?
Yeah.
But aside from that, Fisher Stevens, you know.
That's right.
They put him in brown face. Peter Sellers, they put him in brown face. And when, you know, when this character came up, I'm like, that's hilarious, right? I remember watching it. I've always watched it. I'm like, yeah, it's good. I don't see I understand that you can say, yeah, it's offensive. I get it. I just am not offended, I suppose.
It's a documentary saying that basically Apu from The Simpsons is offensive. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's grandfathered in.
But he's also a three-dimensional character at this point. Like, agreed. If he was just one thing, one thing only, just slushies and whatever.
We can't have a world where comics can't do other voices. I just can't. I can't accept that. That's an okay way to be.
I mean, going to defend it the same way I defend things with my gay brethren, which is I don't mean gay like sucks dick. I mean gay like lame.
Yeah, gay is no good.
Yeah, I just mean gay bad. Yeah. Like, that's gay. I don't mean it bad. You shouldn't be offended. I'm saying it's gay like bad, lame, negative, stupid. Like lame, stupid.
Right, you wore the wrong kind of jeans.
Yeah, so gay. That's like all. I just mean it is lame.
Exactly.
Bad. I mean,
too
good,
much hair gel. You know? You know what I mean?
Gay.
Totally gay.
Yeah, it's gay. Now, by the way, I could say lame, but what about the guy with the bum knee over there? I mean,
Eric's offended now.
That's me.
Well, I mean, someone said you can't say gypsy anymore or gyp.
Yeah,
you can't say gyp because it's gypsy. Come on.
Welch on a bet.
My feeling is, if we would like to dissect almost everything, then there is technically a reason why everyone, most everyone, could find something on everything. It's sort of what I always talk to Mark Garagus about with the special prosecutors and stuff like that. Like, once they start combing through anyone's life, if Trump or Clinton or just anyone, once they take a deep dive into these guys' lives, and then it can spider off any it can go any direction at once. They're always going to come back with something. It's we're that way sort of in the offensometer. Like, we can find something with everyone all the time. We're getting to the point where it's hard to say he or she where you go like, oh, you know, hey, what am I looking for out of an airline pilot? I hope he's skilled. I hope he or she, like, okay, yeah, you're right. We got to stop and go back and fix whatever I was saying, because it'd be confusing because there's female pilots. Right. Or we could just go moving on.
Yeah.
Like, why should you?
I've since met Harry, and he's a real nice guy. And I haven't seen the film, but I'm glad I wasn't in it, because I think they would have been like, no, you have to have the other opinion.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, saw an Indian guy jogging today.
That's odd.
Did you do that?
And like I said, I've never seen an Asian woman eat cheese. Not seen an Indian guy jog.
Well, that's okay. That's the kind of thing Indians get, is that we're bad at sports and we're good at math. And you're like, I can live with that. I mean, I'm actually pretty good at sports and I'm not bad at math.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is not a big problem.
Yeah. Just
And when Indians come over, they sound funny. That's a funny lilt. That's a funny little voice.
Good accent.
It's enjoyable.
I agree. It's up there with the white chick is a huge fan of Orange is the New Black, so she dresses up for Halloween as the black chick who she's a huge fan of because she loves the show, and then she goes out into the public circle and takes a flogging.
But are you
really like
about,
she likes
does she put
her.
Blackface on?
Probably.
Yes, and she went as crazy eyes.
Yeah, that's the one that she could have seen that one coming.
She could have, and she should have, but it's also like, should we see it coming? Like, I mean, you should see it coming, but then what does it mean? Like when people go like, oh, you should have known you're going to get yelled at, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means you're going to get yelled at. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a fan. I went as Mr. T when I was 19 because I love Mr. T.
Right. You can't go as a white Mr. T, because that makes no sense.
Well, then it's not the right homage.
It's Halloween. It's that's like, right. It's not, it doesn't, that's part of the outfit is you becoming Mr. T.
So this is in defense of blackface.
Yes, in defense of blackface.
That's what we're saying. That's next book,
the name of my next book.
There he is. With his best friend, a Hare Krishna.
That's
did you catch flack?
You
for
look
that?
A lot like Mr. T.
What pity the fool doesn't agree with you.
This is about to be unearthed footage. Unearthed footage. Of
first
Adam
they
Carolla.
Got Kimmel, now they're going after
the
me. They're taking a deep
Burn
dive.
Down, Hollywood.
Oh, it's going to be the lead of Hannity this on Monday. Yeah, today. I shaved my head and everything, man. I went the full nine yards.
That's actually where the shirt phrase comes from. And in 1981, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, I went full blackface. I went full shaved head. I went full everything.
How'd it go over?
Simpler times, man. Everyone just thought I was pretty awesome that I committed to Mr. T, because I had to commit to growing a beard.
Yeah.
Several weeks
in
advance.
Sure.
It took a little planning because, you know, not everyone was not all the hipsters were rocking the beard back then. You know, this is the 80s. Yeah.
Carve a sweet mohawk into your head.
I had to find a guy.
Late September, like, Adam, what are you doing? You'll see.
I knew a guy named Snake who had a wall. It was a big deal if somebody owned a wall clipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy, what a Rockefeller. Look at this guy. He owns one. Where'd he get that? That thing's got to be $20. So he had the clipper, and I went to his condo, and he just buzzed it all off. And
what did you use for the skin? What was the
what I used to darken my skin? I think, as I recall, somebody told me that if you take I don't know, it's like cardboard or something, and burn it, and
old school,
and get like the soot off it or whatever. I wasn't going to go.
That's very,
the jazz singer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't going down to the
Hollywood toy
Sbarro
and costume
or whatever. Who does the makeup?
Sephora.
getting a pizza with some rouge. I think I took two things.
Hey, brother, you want a pie?
No, I would go down to Sephora, spend $9 on something. I literally took like a toilet paper roll and like burnt it.
Highly carcinogenic.
And then just like smeared it.
One of all your, over. One of your other friends who does blackface a lot told you that's
who,
how you
who
do
who
it.
Who knew that? Here's what you got.
Who's the expert?
Yeah, Minstrel Eddie came by and he said, came over to Snake's condo.
I know Eddie.
And you know Eddie.
I know Eddie.
He's a good dude.
Good dude.
And
he's grown up a lot.
So somebody said you burn. I really can't remember if it was like a paper towel roll or something like that, or cardboard or stick or something. And then you charcoal it up and then you just wipe it all over your face and you shave your head. And it was during a time, and we look at ourselves as more advanced now, but I look at it as retarded. I do. And I don't mean retarded in a bad way. They can't say retarded anymore. It's advanced and retarded. Like, it was 1985. I showed up at the party and people went, that guy loves Mr. T.
Yeah.
Like that was the only thought, not how offensive it would be to somebody else. Just that guy loves this black guy.
Loves this black guy.
Sure. On TV.
Yeah.
All right. And that's all it was. You should go no further with your thought pattern than I want it to be Mr. T.
Yeah, the problem is everybody is not doing it out of love. You know.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how much blackface is done out of spite.
You know what I think it comes down to? How much of it is DIY? Because if you're right, if you're just buying one of those, you know, costume in a bag, you know, sombrero and poncho and mustache, and it's like, what are you doing? But he really, this was a do-it-yourself act of love.
I'm not going to win over any of the fan base by saying, to me, whether it's Ted Danson doing it for Whoopi Goldberg, or me as Mr. T. If you're doing it as an homage to the person, or as a joke or whatever, then it's all fine. Just like the Apu accent, if it's there, if it's there to entertain or whatever, it's fine. If you're going to a Klan rally or something, then
then it's not.
And I spent almost no time at that Klan rally, by the way. Yeah. It was just from one party to another party, and there's marching and horses, and I wouldn't know what's going on. There's a lot of pageantry, and some ideas you would agree with. I wouldn't disagree with all those ideas. Right. Now, all I remember from that period in my life is it was not cool to be bald back then. Like, it was no Michael Jordan, like, shaved head or anything.
Feel like it is now, though?
Not like today, where it's pretty freaking awesome.
No, now you may wear your hair however you like. If you're
Jason Statham.
You can go full Jason Statham if it's thinned out, or you can go the guy who plays Thor or whatever. Like, what's his name?
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Anything in between.
They're both fine. They're both make millions, or be The Rock, or be Vin Diesel.
Are you saying after that party you shaved the mohawk and went bald?
Well, what I was dealing with at that point is I had this huge mohawk and then side mohawk.
Hey, it's November 2nd.
If you look at the picture, you'll see the side mohawk connects down to the beard and everything. So
that's pretty sweet.
I had the full side mohawk and then full mohawk, and then I. All I remember is it was the early 80s. The economy was in the toilet. Nobody was hiring. I was living in my dad's garage in North Hollywood, and I could not find a job anywhere. I was going to supermarkets and walking on the construction sites, just going, anyone hiring? And
the mohawk.
We're not hiring. Well, before the mohawk.
And the
before
the
mohawk. No, with the
black I ended up like crudely getting off like the rest of it. You know, it looked like a burn victim. Like the next morning, I walked into my kitchen. And my dad, who never spoke to me or gave me any advice at all, he just like looked at me and he went, oh, great. Good luck getting the job now. Like, that was his thing. Like, you're already unemployable, and now you've desecrated your head, essentially. Right. Like, you had almost no chance of getting a job before this, but
really
super important, it was Halloween.
Sure, no Christmas gifts this year.
Like, yes, you have prioritized quite nicely. All right. Glad we went there. All right, let's see. Let's bring this home. Let's bring it home. Made up movie.
Adam Carolla will return in Made Up Movie Part 2.
I will I wonder if Mr. T, I should send that to Mr. T.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Likes to hang out at the Whole Foods in the Valley.
Would like that. Super Troopers 2, everybody. I just think Super Trooper, I keep wanting to say. Maybe it's that song. You guys are up again on the big screen on 420. An international border dispute arises between the U.S. and Canada. This sounds like one of our movies. The Super Troopers are called in to set up a new highway patrol station in the disputed area. I rarely get to do this in a live read, but is this true?
Yeah, that's exactly the
plot.
When
I do Beachbody on Demand, I don't get to turn to my right. And
that's
go,
the plot.
Am I getting this right? Original cast is back. Jay's back. And Kevin's back. And Steve's back. Paul's back. And Eric's back. And Brian's back. They're all back. Oh, Brian Cox.
Yeah,
man.
Real deal.
Plus Rob Lowe, Linda Carter. Mm. I wish more girls would go as Linda Carter. Mm. Yeah, that Wonder Woman outfit. Man, the best.
Or boys.
Will Sasso. Jim Gaffigan, Will Sasso, best calves in the business.
I mean, they're
his calves
they're massive.
They're unbelievable. but defined as well.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable calves. We'll find a picture. Anyway, in theaters everywhere, 420 on the weekend of 420. Tickets on sale right now. Smoke and Double feature on April 19th at... You guessed it, 4:20 p.m. in theaters everywhere. They'll be screening the original Super Troopers, followed by Super Troopers 2. Sasso. Man, is that guy, I have to say. Just,
oh, my.
I mean, look at this guy's things. Calves.
Crush you with those.
Where'd you pull that up from?
He has a calf. Calf.com.
We're supposed to believe that's Will Sasso?
He has a password protected.
Without seeing the head, you just say that's him?
We're pretty trustworthy.
Yeah. He said
we took that.
We took it.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah,
we took it. That is Will Sasso's cap. You can put up the other one, Caitlin.
If I was Will Sasso, I would never wear pants.
Oh, it is him.
I would just never. He's like the greatest calves in the world.
Wow.
Dude, mm-hmm. Impressive.
We have a huge calf archive.
The
password protective gallery on our website.
The best. All right. Let's see. Oh, you guys got a heart out in a couple of minutes. All right. Well, why don't we do this then? Why don't we bid adieu to our guest and we'll. Take a break, and we'll do some news when
Let's
we come back. Super Troopers 2, I just told you all about it, right? it's out. It's coming. It's here, man. Tickets at tickets.st2movie.com. Jay, Eric, thank you guys so much for coming in. Congratulations in advance on
Super Troopers 2.
Thanks for having us.
Getting it done. Take a quickie break. Be right back with the news right after this. Good news. For the first time ever, the Adam Carolla Show is in virtual reality live Saturday, April 21st. Heather Dubrow is going to be joining us. Just a one-time $4.99 subscription, and you can see it on your phone or your computer in virtual 360 reality. You don't need glasses, only a web-enabled device. Experience a live show from the comfort of your own internet. It's not going to air as a regular show, so you can only see it in person Saturday, April 21st, or buy the VR download and watch on your favorite device. Get it at podcastone.com/CorollaVR. podcastone.com/CorollaVR.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Hold on. I got thoughts.
All right.
Whether it's... Mr. T in blackface, or Orange is the New Black in blackface, and or my wife's friend going, oh, shut up, Matt Damon. Like, you're not even allowed to talk about... For me, everything is intentions. Mm. And if the intentions are fine, then I'm completely fine with what anyone else is doing. What I don't like, and it's why I'm so livid when I see people just walk down the sidewalk and spit their gum out. That's also intention.
Yeah, right.
It's all intention. It's all motivation. If I see somebody and they're like trying to throw away the gum and I see them, you know, put it in a wrap or something and they're throwing it in the trash can and a gust of wind comes up and knocks it out of the wrapper and onto the sidewalk, I have no beef with that problem. It's still the gum in the middle of the sidewalk. It's insane to me that people get upset over people who do things by either mistake or whatever the intention or the motivation. And sometimes the motivation that'll get me angry is just lazy. Like the person, like, come on, you knew how to, you could have done it, but you decided not to do it or whatever. But it's weird. Like when people go like, it doesn't compute for me. Like when people say, I know she's a big fan. I know it was an homage. I know she didn't mean any harm. She should have never, but it's like, why? Then you're upset over this? And then how's your wiring? What's going on with your wiring? We're like, Matt Damon's trying to explain. Look, there's a difference between what Weinstein did and what Al Franken did. And now you're pissed at Matt Damon? Like, that's your wiring?
Right.
How about having distinctions between somebody snatching the keys to your car and going out and joyriding it and crashing it, or hey, for your birthday, I was taking it to be detailed at a detail shop, and on the way back, somebody T-boned me. Like, you do not, all you see is a smashed car, and then you just react accordingly. That's how you're wired.
Yeah.
No distinction between those two acts. It's like, we have a smashed car over on the right, we have a smashed car on the left. That's it. That's how I'm wired. I'm angry. Weird, right? Yep. Like, especially as adults and stuff, like, you're not able to figure out whatever the nuance is in life and calibrate. Like, and I have zero, you total my car because you were getting it detailed for my birthday. I have zero thoughts about that. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'm not happy, but I have zero thoughts in terms of what I need to do with you.
And it's not like the reaction from the person is, oh, this thing I didn't know, the thing is offensive to people. Screw them. I'm doubling down. It's like, no, they're contrite, or they realize it's done without malice, and they're, you know, sort of sorry for it. But for some reason, you gotta, you know, drill down.
It needs
to be an affront to humanity.
But I don't know if the people are actually upset. Like, I don't know. Like, are you actually mad at Matt Damon? No. Are you mad at Julian
Huff?
Like, are you mad at her? Like, I'm not. I don't care. Like, or then, if not, then are you getting mad at, like, cacti and stuff that prick you when you walk along the sidewalk? Like,
why would you do that?
Who are you getting mad at if that's your thing? Like, if you're like, I'm going to take to Twitter and I'm going to work, I'm going to settle her hash. Like, It's a weird world.
Feels misplaced.
Lazy.
Misplaced anger.
Yeah.
And then
but you're probably mad at someone else.
Also, what about guys who gas Kurds and stuff like that? Like, you must be through volcano mad at them. Yeah. Like, if you're at an eight with Matt Damon, and what about the guys that are involved with ethnic cleansing? There's not a lot of room. That's my whole problem. You're already at an 8.5 with Matt Damon and Julianne Hough. Yes. Like, you're already 8.5. We can only go to 10.
We need to recalibrate everyone's outrage-o-meter.
I like to leave myself a lot of space so I have room
to
go up when people are gassing their own
when
people.
When they don't recycle or when they don't empty the trash. You know, things.
Right.
You're really going nuts.
You are exactly right. Yeah, that was a one for me. How dare you? Marcia Clark investigates. Now there's somebody that can get me going. Marcia Clark, the new original docuseries, new episodes, Thursdays, 9 p.m. on A&E. Marcia Clark delves into some of America's most shocking unsolved crimes and controversial verdicts. Ooh, season two. She's got to figure out who put those Starbucks cans in my trash can. I want to get to the bottom of
ongoing
this, man.
Ongoing investigation.
You think you might know, but we'll take a look.
Each two-hour episode, 2 hours is not going to be enough to get to the bottom of that. Joe Coy, you're in my crosshairs, buddy. Each two-hour episode explores the different investigation, taking on an in-depth look in the first 48 hours after the crime to uncover new revelations and new angles. Controversial murder cases include Casey Anthony's daughter, Kayleen Chandra. Chandra Levy.
Chandra Levy.
Jay Chandra Levy.
The most hilarious intern in all of Congress.
Robert Blake's wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley, and Run DMC's Jam Master Jay, and Drew Peterson's wife, stays having Thursdays at 9 p.m. on A&E. All right, where was that news, sir?
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is recovering from his recent emergency heart surgery, and he's thanking fans for their support. The movie star and former California governor underwent open heart surgery 2 weeks ago after suffering complications from a less invasive procedure. He tweeted a video of himself recently to give an update on his health. Here's part of it.
I just want you to know that I'm feeling much better. I can't say, even with my positive attitude, that I'm great, because I'm not great yet. Great is a totally different level. But I'm good. I feel good. I get good care, good doctors, everything, good nurses, everything is fantastic. So anyway, I'm here on the chessboard, playing a little bit chess here to freshen my mind and my memory a little bit, and we move forward. So I will stay in touch with all of you, and thank you all for being such jewels.
Yeah, I was thinking about him the other day. Like, I don't want to live in a world with no Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. I like there's certain guys that are like, yeah, they're comfort food. You may not have it very often. You just want to know it's available.
It's on the show. Yeah.
It's on the menu somewhere. Mm-hmm. I like him being out there somewhere. Yeah. I feel the same way about Stallone and like all those guys. Just as long as they're out there.
Just as an option.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a subtle, quiet power move doing that video in front of a bust of his own head.
Arnold, where do you want to set up for this shot?
Yeah.
He was fine.
Let's see. Well, he may not, to be fair to Arnold, there may not be a room in his manor that doesn't have a bronze sculpture of him in it.
That's true.
So, it's a bust of his own head.
The least offensive one.
That's Terminator era Arnold Schwarzenegger back there,
it's
too.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's going to have to, or even pre-T, him and Paul McCartney are going to have to come to some agreement on the hair.
Yeah.
It's just at a certain point, you hit your 70th birthday, and it's like you got a little gray creeping around the temples.
And they have the Just for Men that's like the touch of gray.
Yeah, right? Like the mascara wand.
Yeah, a little bit of salt and pepper in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Oscar De La Hoya is being extorted by two Instagram models who filmed him engaging in sex acts with kitchen utensils. The two, quote unquote.
Whoa, hold on.
Well,
hold on.
So much more.
There's a crowdfund this.
Oh, by the way, as I think back on my living in the garage days of those halcyon salad days of living in a garage and being unemployable with a muffed mohawk. My dad and I pretty much, my dad was in full, just get out of here. Just please go somewhere other than this property mode. And then where I jumped the shark with my stepmom was, speaking of kitchen utensils, she had a turkey baster. And I needed to prime the carbs on my truck. And about the only way you can do it is dip the thing in a bucket of gasoline, suck it up, and then shoot it into the top of the car.
I've seen Mad Max.
Anybody who knows about gasoline and plastic, anything porous or anything, once that gasoline's there, that's... Now, my thing is hey, man, rinse it off. It'll be ready by Thanksgiving,
To be fair, she wasn't exactly... that didn't hinder her from cooking any meals.
Yeah, that's true.
She wasn't using it.
Always hit the honey-baked ham around that year. And also... Again, another $3 item that we looked at is like, my God.
How is this going to play?
The way the Corollas worked is when you're born, you leave the hospital with a certain amount of things. Turkey baster.
Shrimp divaner.
Reading lamp. Shrimp divaner. Beach towel. And then you can never be... There's no universe where you can go out and buy new ones.
Nope, so this is
these are yours.
So we had our one turkey baster and you've defiled it. So now what? Go to the store and go to the aisle that has the turkey basters and pay $2.89 for a new one? I don't think so.
Doing it for a generation of Corollas after you? Generations?
Show 8. Max Batten. I embarked on a depressing journey, which is... I was looking at the picture of my dad's house, my dad's first house after they got divorced in North Hollywood I grew up in. Can we not find the stupid address of that stupid house? And why not? Because I don't know what it is, but I know exactly where it is. I know the name of the street, and I know it's 40 feet away from
Oxnard. We can take you through
Oxnard,
Google Street View, and it'll give us where they think the address is, the pinpoint. We can confirm it with you.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Even the pictures. This is the house.
Remember, I was talking about that before.
This is the house with the two entrances and the 90-degree angle, right?
No.
This is the other house. That's my mom's.
Is this the one from the Adam Carolla project? House. The TLC show?
No. Jesus. This is the house my dad. This is my after they got divorced. My dad was in a car accident. And somebody told him, hey, you can get $5,000 from the guy who hit you. And he was like, I can. And he got $5,000 because it was always vexing. My dad bought a $13,000 house in the valley.
Wow.
Yes. And X-Bay, you can find it over there. And I said, now here's how big a loser my family is. Years after that, he bought a $13,000 house. So 10% down, 15, 20% down, whatever they wanted. Whatever they wanted was $900 or something. I mean it's like, you know, $1,800 down payment or whatever it is. But it was vexing to me. I remember being bothered for decades into adulthood. I remember thinking, so the house was $13,000. That meant my dad needed to come up with $2,500 or $4,000. And I thought, I don't see my dad with $3,000. Like it doesn't add up to me. And I never thought about it. I never asked. And I just years and years and years went by. But like when I was 40, I think I said to my dad, like, how much you put down on that house? He's like, $5,000. I'm like,
how?
Where did you? I mean, you're only 46. You're a spry 46. Where did you get $5,000? And he's like, I got rear-ended in the VW Bug. And I said, yeah, it still doesn't really make sense. And he's like, literally some lawyer like walked up to the accident and said, like, you can get $5,000. And he went like, okay, go ahead. And I was like, now it kind of makes sense to me.
The lawyer was like, we can get $40,000 out of this. You can get $5,000 out of this.
Right. So
this, and I remember in the TLC show, you bought your dad's house in the kitchen, right? You did the whole thing. This is not that house. Is it a different house?
No, this is not that house. That's
so many houses.
That's stepmom. That's stepmama with the money. Gotcha. So I put a grid. I said, use the front doors like a 3-foot grid. I was staring at the picture of the house and I was like, that's the whole house. Like the entire footprint of the house is like 27 feet wide by like 23 feet deep. That's the entire.
It's a small.
Wow. That's the entire
little cottage.
It looks like the back house of a lot of houses.
Yes. It looks like a guest house.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll figure it out. I lived in the attic. It was awesome, especially during the summer months. You can.
Holy moly.
It was on Gentry. Max Patty, you got it? You'll find it.
Is there an address you can zoom in on? I guess not. Probably.
Oh, and they left a little extra room. Is that a side walkway at the end of the house, or is that an optical illusion? Because that's not even part of the house.
Well, there was a area that you could go to, this sort of garage that had a tree growing through the middle of it.
Where
my
nice
sister lived for a while with her boyfriend. Oh, it was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. You can go to amcarolla.com and take a look at it. The grid, I just thought, was like 3-foot chunks, so you can kind of do the math. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Where were we?
100,000 square feet.
Oscar De La Hoya has sex with kitchen utensils.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So two models are being accused of extorting former boxer Oscar De La Hoya after they filmed him in, quote, embarrassing sexual situations.
Hold on.
Oh.
Now, there was a story 10 years ago about De La Hoya cross-dressing, wearing fishnet stockings, and doing something, and I don't know if it was a kitchen, but it's like he was dressed in fishnets and a whatever.
Golden boy.
Somebody took a picture.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a theme developing. Because they're saying, you know, he's sort of an exhibitionist. He was naked in the kitchen. Oh, look at him. That's hot. Fishnet bodysuit.
Right.
And so according to the Daily Mail.
Imagine getting beaten up by him.
They tried to get $2 million from him to prevent the release of this tape.
What do we speculate he was doing with these utensils?
I want to know what utensils they were. Well,
right? $2 million is a big price tag.
So the story is
$2 million is a big price tag.
He invited these chicks over to his condo in Pasadena in February after meeting them on a dating website. And the video allegedly includes a totally naked De La Hoya having sex acts performed
on him,
kitchen utensils. The matter is now being handled by the FBI. And apparently the two models reached out to Shanna Mokler, his ex-wife, to say, hey, try to shake her down for the money. She said, and went to the authorities. So now the story's out,
right.
And I really want to see the video.
Had to involve a salad shooter, though.
Right? Had to, right?
All right.
At least the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So extortion's so old school and illegal to begin with.
Right.
Why would, in this day and age, assuming he obviously knew about the videotape, he knew he was being videotaped, why wouldn't you just do a crowdfunding thing where it's like, hey, I'm trying to raise $2 million and I'll release this. Donate $2.
Well, you
how
know,
many people would do that?
Apparently, the women also went to, what's his name? Blatt. The guy
Paul Blart, Mall Cop?
Yes. No. The guy who kind of is sort of in charge of releasing these celebrity sex tapes.
Oh, Joe... Not that guy. But.
Well, and he even said, you know, something. I don't think the Oscar De La Hoya is signing off on this. According to him, so he rejected the tape immediately.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Plans for a Milli Vanilli biopic might soon move forward. More than a decade in the rumor and planning stages, the film was to have been directed by Brett Ratner, but it went on hold, obviously.
You know what's weird? Yeah. I got the 80s channel over on Sonos, whatever, and that just plays like random 80s songs, as you guys heard over at the other shop.
Oh, yeah.
I got to enjoy the Majesty of the Batusi by Prince or whoever.
Bat Dance.
The Bat Dance.
So much Bat Dance.
That's
6 minutes.
Such an amazing artist. Anyway, he's going to be missed. So you listen to the Milli Vanilli songs, which inevitably come up as well. They did as much singing as Paula Abdul did, which is not a whole lot. Like, so you go, everyone goes, oh, that wasn't them singing. And it's like, they should have sung because it was not like the, CNC.
Music Factory.
Right. And now that was, okay, super hot black chick. And then I think the thing was in the video. And then, of course, heavy set black chick with the chops. And you go, well, I get it. This chick's a bikini model. That chick is gospel and comes from the church and has super chops and lungs and whatever. And people want to hear Aretha Franklin, but we don't want to see her dancing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I
want
to see him on.
I get that, right. But when you hear these Milli Vanilli songs, you kind of go, well, they looked the part.
They could do that.
There wasn't a whole lot of range here in the song.
And girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, and these like talking and stuff. And like, what was the...
That was a massive scandal at the time, and time has been very kind to their story. Like, by today's standards, they're heroes. Like,
this will be a very well-received
movie.
One of them killed himself.
Yeah, so
that's because of the fallout of the... Yeah, you know, his career and everything, but
I'm saying that helps, and people kind of take their foot off the accelerator. Yeah. Like he killed himself. I'm not done. Call him a douche. Only I do that.
Right.
Yeah. With dead singers. Right.
So since Warner,
but nobody else does what I do, which is. Yeah.
Since Warner cut ties with Brett Ratner, Kim Marlowe, who manages surviving Milli member Fab Morvan, feels confident a deal with different producers can be forged. She told Variety, quote, "This is a compelling story that is yet to be told. The movie has all the elements for success, including vintage MTV style, great dance sequences, and a narrative that has both triumph and tragedy on it."
Well, I think we've all...
Two prime leading roles for black actors.
Yeah.
There is no, wait a minute, I'm doing it as Mr. T.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then one leading role for a black
man. Oh, no, Julianne Hough is doing it as well.
We're
both going
Bob
full
Fab.
Blackface.
Okay,
So.
Yeah, makes sense. I should have thought of
that's
that.
That's that. Max Pat, are you able to find that house?
I'm still looking.
Why can't you find the one that's right off of Oxnard in... this whatever street I said there.
You think their house is still standing?
Gentry.
Yeah, right. I told you it's 60 feet away from Oxnard on Gentry. Like, what is? Can't you?
There might be more than one Gentry then, because
that house is still standing.
There is. Okay, so when you do Google Maps, it takes you to one of the Gentries every time. So I was looking at a different one.
Does the word Oxnard pop up on a street, the main street?
I'm looking now. I'll get it.
That's why I provide these pieces of information so that it'll narrow your
right.
your search. I say it's 60 feet away from the Oxnard Boulevard, and then that'll help.
All right, I'll get it.
Okay. Right. You sure you're Asian?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
Not the good kind.
You'd make a horrible Japanese guy. All right, let's keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first ever luxury space hotel is expected to launch in 2021, and it's taking reservations. Orion Span is a company with a mission to, quote, build and sustain human communities in space accessible to all. Their space hotel, called the Aurora Station, will orbit 200 miles above the Earth and offer rooms to space travelers. A 12-day stay aboard the Aurora Station has a starting price of, guess.
All right.
And there's a deposit to reserve
the
room.
It's 12 days.
12 days. Guess how much, what the price tag is for the 12 days. And if you want,
your own transportation?
You have to buy the drink. You have to buy the drink package.
Dawson says, get doubles. That's the way to go. Or just have fans buy you space drinks.
Space drinks.
It's just smart.
So, guess the ticket, the price tag. And if you want, guess the down payment, the deposit you have to put down.
Okay. Have we figured out, does this place exist yet? Or
by 2021, and they're taking reservations.
They're building it. Okay. I feel like it's, you know, the problem is that it involves
going, 3 years?
Going to French Guiana and getting an Ariane rocket and going up there. It's so much of it. And how many can they, did you say how many folks it'll hold?
It didn't say, and I didn't see it in the article, but we're looking at a picture right now, and it is snug.
Yeah,
those are
large.
Snug accommodations. So I'm wondering if it's just, you know, a couple at a time, like two
right.
at a time.
I'm going to say $1.7 million.
All right.
I started off really low, and everything I thought about, like, oh, there's that. So I'm at $150,000.
Okay. Well, you guys are shopping in the bargain bin because the starting price...
It's $150,000, just the rocket ride.
I'm factoring in inflation.
Oh, okay.
In 2021.
Oh, you're right.
You should go the other way then. The starting price for this 12-day stay is $9.5 million.
Well,
and you have to reserve with an $80,000 deposit.
I had a Groupon for
$150,000. There you go.
I feel I have certain thoughts. It's my... never felt the titty, and then went, nah.
Okay.
That's what I
that's
thought.
That's the fuss.
That felt about right. And I feel a bit the same way with space. Like, I'd be in space, and I'd go,
that sounds about right.
This seems like what I thought it would be.
I don't know if I need 12 days to figure it out.
I'd like it, yeah, and I would feel like after 4 days, I'd be like, all right, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Castrol Edge, there you go. Tech advances. It made engines smaller, and they've had to work harder. That's... what you're dealing with Castrol Edge. So you need protection. Castrol Edge have collaborated with Electronic Arts to present an adrenaline-filled driving challenge called Titanium Gamer, inspired by the need for speed video games. Find out who's faster, the video version or the real version. You'll see the guys do the simulator version and the real actual track version. And you can check it out yourself. Go to Castrol USA YouTube page and check that out. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, there's a lot of reboots on TV, lots of 90s shows, Roseanne, Will and Grace, of course. There's a new one, a reboot of the 90s sitcom Mad About You. Just took a big step toward becoming a reality as the show's stars, Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser, have reportedly signed deals with Sony Pictures.
Oh,
co-creator
boy?
Danny Jacobson has also signed on, and the show is now being shopped to the networks. Now, Mad About You aired for 7 seasons on NBC before its finale in 99 and probably coming back.
And that's where we're at, right?
Yeah. Never saw a single episode.
Either.
No,
I don't know who it was for.
And it wasn't for kids, that's for sure. I mean, even Roseanne you could relate to as a younger, you know.
It ran concurrently with Seinfeld, more or less, right? Like at the same era?
It ended in 99.
I feel like it was... Yeah.
Was it after Seinfeld?
The thing is,
I watched Seinfeld and I enjoyed it. And Mad About You, I know what
The thing is... It was like, I like Paul Reiser, but it was like, it felt like a sitcom about a sitcom. Like it was a sitcom on top of, every line was like delivered very, it felt too sitcom-y. It was just done like, every beat, everything was, it was like, like if somebody said, hey, we need a four-camera sitcom to show film students 100 years from now exactly what it was like in the late 90s in the world of four-camera sitcoms, you'd show them Mad About You and go, this is it.
Perfect
like, this
example.
This is that. The beats, the laugh, the way they turn, like the set dressing, like everything was just that.
It does beg the question, where's Helen Hunt been?
She's been laying kind of low. Yeah. She was in a movie called The Sessions a few years ago. She may have been nominated for an Oscar. She was it was a fantastic movie. She was fantastic. But not around everywhere.
Yeah. All right. We good?
Well, let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. What's the ugliest part of your body? Gina
Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Let me tell you about... Simply Safe. We're trying to find my dad's old house over there. I probably picked the wrong street.
Yes, by the Debbie Reynolds dance studio.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's the only time I felt like I was alive. All right.
Chris, that's as close as apologies you're getting.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Those two things I mentioned. Do not intersect.
I'm going to walk a little taller today.
I think my buddy Chris lived on Gentry Street. I said the name of it at some point. When did I say the name of it?
It's the name of a street.
It is the name of a street in the San Fernando Valley.
I said it at some point.
What the hell was it? I have to drive over there. We'll drive. We'll make a pilgrimage.
Listen to tape yet.
You're cool. You're still not the right kind of Asian, but you're all right.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Hey, better just to be Asian, even if you're not the right kind. Simply Safe is what I want to talk about. The Adam Carolla Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Got to check it out. Go today. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam, everybody. All right. We told you about CNN. I told you all the live shows. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows and check out the master podcasting class, CarollaClass.com. Tons of info there. Cruise coming up. Looking forward to that. This Thursday, Lynette's judging a swimsuit contest over at the Hooters in Costa Mesa. Go over there and get a little endless rant. Say hi to Lynette. And also, there's a comedy night coming up at the Chevy Chase Country Club. That's May 3rd. It's a cool venue. Adam Ray's going to be there and lots of people. So go to Corolla Drinks and say hi to Lynette and all that good stuff. And until next time, this is Adam for Jay and Eric and Gina and Bald Sam. Mahalo.
We're bad at sports and we're good at math.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook. Voicemail, leave us one at 888-634-1744 for tickets and info on all the live podcasts, man, great events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com.